Welcome back, my friends. Chef and Fat Man live from the fashionable East Cobb location of Cook's Warehouse, where all the beautiful people shop. And this is a place where you come and celebrate an extravaganza where we are doing eggs, all the time, all the sizes out front, from 2X all the way down to Mini Max. They have wonderful food being presented here today. But, Chef Eric, several notable things are going on. Today is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Huh.
And I think that, you know, that's appropriate. It's June. It's the weekend of Father's Day. It's what everybody... So take Dad out for a milkshake, you know? Don't be on the cheap. Take him out to Mickey D's and get a good milkshake.
Yeah, I think you that's know? Reasonable.
What?
That's reasonable.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but get him something else, too. You know, maybe a quarter pounder, Big Mac, whatever.
That stuff, awful food.
Well, I know that. Burger King, I like their burgers better.
No, that's all awful. So make it yourself.
Let's what? See. Well, yeah, that's true, because if you got a big
make
green egg, everything will be
you make it on the big green egg, exactly. You come down here to Cook's Warehouse, you buy yourself a big green egg. They got some great specials going on.
Yeah.
Or go to the Big Green Egg Corporate Center, but I'd rather you come here, of course.
The mothership. Or come to the Cook's Warehouse East Cobb, yep. Or any of the Cook's Warehouse, because, you know, Mary Moore really had this concept a number of years ago. And I got to tell you, what she's built, I mean, as far as culinary goes, this is the most impressive store for people who love to cook.
Right.
Every gadget, if you're a gadget person.
So if our listeners haven't ever been down here before, they need to come down today and visit the store. Because when you see it, with all these people milling around looking at all these fantastic... You realize you could spend an hour and a half in here just looking at the little gadgets.
Oh, my God. And the knife collections that they have here.
Yep.
If you want something that's top-notch, but something that you may have thought would be a good idea for your kitchen, the ideas are here.
Yep.
The ideas have come to fruition. And, you know, Chef Eric, that's what it's all about when it's in the culinary. It's also ice cream soda day. So it's kind of interesting that vanilla milkshakes and ice cream sodas all shared the same day. Of course, it's this one you'll really appreciate, Chef Eric, since you live in the outskirts of Cumming, out there in the farm area. It is Dairy Goat Awareness Week. So it's the final day of Dairy Goat Awareness Week.
What's a Gary Goat?
What's a Dairy Goat?
Yeah.
I would imagine it's a goat that utterly gives it up. Utterly gives it up for the milk. You're asking me. You're the chef.
Are you talking about Jerry Goat?
No, Dairy.
Oh, Dairy Goat.
Dairy.
Like Gary, Indiana?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you people from the left coast, I don't know what it is.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Dairy, man.
Dairy.
Utterly.
Dairy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Just speak English next time and we'll be able to clarify
That's
that.
That's the problem. I was. But anyway, it's an incredible... This is. I did not actually know that there was a Dairy Goat Awareness Week, but obviously they need one.
Yes, they do.
Now, did you ever have goats that gave milk?
No.
You ever had goat milk?
Oh, all the time, yeah. I like goat milk.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, no, I like it. I don't know that it has any nutritional benefits beyond, you know, cow's milk. And
especially
and frankly,
with what goats are don't, I mean, yeah.
Well, the only type of milk you should be having is whole milk anyway. I mean, raw milk would be better, but
yeah,
you have to pose as a dog apparently to have it legally.
Although a number of states are evolving into the raw milk, there are several states now where you can buy it as you know on the shelf basically.
Right.
And Georgia is one that they're seriously considering, and I think it would be interesting. But anyway, so you're starting out with now this Copper River salmon. It's specifically called that. Because it specifically comes from the Copper River region, the color, everything about it is extraordinary. But it's also a short season, isn't it?
It's a very short season. As a matter of fact, we've only got about 7 more days left of the season.
Wow.
It's about a 5-week period, between 4 and 7 weeks, depending, but about a 5-week period, depending on the climate. And
culinarily, if I'm walking into the store and I see Copper River salmon, Atlantic salmon.
There's nothing compared to Copper River salmon.
And tell us why.
It's a richer, denser flavor. It almost looks, people mistake it for sockeye trout, or for sockeye salmon, which
is because
trout.
Of the color.
Because of the color. It's a dark, dark orange, burnt orange type look. But it's a really, it's got a great flavor. It's got a great complexity to it.
And a nice fat content.
Nice fat content, exactly. And in order to maintain the fat content, we're going to cook it with a technique called doing confit. Confit simply means to be cooking it essentially under oil in a slow manner. So you're not frying.
Ah.
Okay. So what I've got here is I've got about 4 cups of olive oil that are at about 160 degrees.
Now, this is, explain why you can use, because so many people say, oh, never, never use olive oil. But
at 160 degrees, you're fine. Olive oil should never be used over about 240, but at 160, it's below its smoke point. It's still nice, and at that point, you actually, and you can smell it if you're over the oil right now. You can smell the floral. You can smell the sort of the citrus elements of the extra virgin olive oil. So, it's the one and only time you'll hear me to say cook with olive oil.
Because I don't know, I'm trying to think if there has been a time in the years we've been doing this show where I've actually seen you cook. I don't think you have you? I think this is a first.
Yeah, first time. I mean, I've done confit before, but I've used other oils.
Right.
But for this one, because of the Copper River salmon, it deserves to have the olive oil.
Now, you're not going to want to go with extra virgin olive oil in this case, because you don't want anything to mask the wonderful flavor.
I'm actually okay with the extra virgin.
Are you really?
Case. Yeah. Yeah, I'm using extra virgin here. And I think you get more of, again, those floral notes than you do in just standard first pressing, light pressing olive oil. So, all right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop these. I'm not even going to season them, because if I season them at this point, it just washes off.
Yeah, because it's so low, the temperature.
They're going to be underneath the oil, and it's not going to fry, not going to sizzle and pop. It's a slow cooking method.
So you want them submerged?
You want them totally submerged in the oil. We're not flipping them. This is a great way to cook things like, for example, garlic, duck. They all do very well in confit. So it's, again, slow cook process. And we're going to go up to about just above a simmer on this, because, again, I don't want this oil to get too hot. So this is going to go for about 6 to 7 minutes.
Now, these are thin fillets.
These are thin fillets, yeah.
Obviously, the temperature now. Will it cook up like, you know, traditionally you can watch salmon, especially on the Big Green Egg. You can watch the side of the fish, and as the temperature, as it gets closer to doneness, you start to... Are you going to be able to tell on this as much?
Well, remember, you're surrounding this with the oil at this point, so not really. You're not going to have that same indication. It's really going to cook from all sides towards the center. So you just don't want to go too long.
And also, really, even if you did undercook it a tad, so what? It's salmon.
Yeah, it's Copper River, yeah. Now, I've got the skin on these fillets. I suggest keeping the skin on. There's a lot of fat content, but when you have a lot of fat content, it can potentially sort of break apart if you fillet it.
Especially when you try to get it out of the pan and it starts to fall apart.
Right. So we're just going to let this go for 5 to 7 minutes.
Let's take a run. Now, you bought this course at Whole Foods, where value matters.
I did.
And Whole Foods is so good for all that. In fact, we're going to be talking cheese a little bit later on. A few weeks ago, Chef Eric, we tried that wonderful French cheeses.
Yep.
That was really so. That truffle cheese and the other cheeses that we had were quite exceptional. And, you know, every bit of the cheese that we've had from the French cheese board has been...
It's been amazing.
It's been absolutely amazing. And I talked to Heather Knoll, and we're going to have the second most powerful person in the French cheese industry is going to be our guest this week, and she is going to she speaks only French, but she's learned English, and they say that her accent is barely noticeable, but that she is extremely knowledgeable about cheese. We're going to talk about those cheeses, and we've been put on there, one of very few media that from now on, when their new cheeses come out, we will be the first ones to get it.
So, love it.
Yeah, and I didn't even ask her the always important question about cheese.
Never mind. No, just don't.
There we go. Well, anyway, when we come back, Chef Eric is going to check his confit, and we are going to hopefully sometime during the show talk to Mary Moore, the founder of Cook's Warehouse. And here's a little trivia question for you. Where was the first show Chef and the Fat Man ever did? And we'll have an answer for you later on the show. Chef and the Fat Man live from the wonderful Cook's Warehouse, where we are partnering two of the giants in the industry. Cook's Warehouse, Big Green Egg. You have a CW extravaganza. And Chef and the Fat Man is right smack dab in the middle of it, taking you on a culinary journey the likes of which you could get one place and one place only today at Cook's Warehouse, East Cobb.